Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday evening. I want to remind you, about a half hour from now, Chris Gumenez is going to be joining us. Chris is the ASAC, the Assistant Special Agent in Charge of the Richmond District Office for the Drug Enforcement Administration. And those guys punch way above their weight class. What the Richmond Office of the DEA does in terms of combating illicit drugs is just stellar. It really, it's one of the reasons that they are so beloved within the DEA, within the law enforcement community. But this Saturday is Drug Take Back Day. And they do these, it's a couple of times a year now, right? I thought it used to be just a yearly thing, but I think it's a couple of times a year now. Gives you the opportunity, if you're looking through your medicine cabinet going, well, you know, I had a toothache a month ago and I still have these leftover pills. What do? You don't want to flush them down the toilet. So Chris will be here with all of the options on that. If you missed my conversation with Kevin Sorbo, let me suggest that you head on over to WRVA.com. WRVA.com. You can listen to it. And if you don't have your tickets yet for Kevin's appearance tomorrow with the Virginia Council in Glen Allen, they do have some tickets left. TheVirginiaCouncil.org. TheVirginiaCouncil.org. I mentioned X. And in fact, if you were just listening to the news report with Charles Pyle and Sarah Huffman, they were talking about Jason Meares, our beloved attorney general, who is doing one hell of a job. Let me tell you that. A great, great job from Jason Meares. And he had a statement that he released on X. Now, the efforts to get X are real. You make no mistake about that. The leftists want it shut down. They are outraged that people like you, people like me, are not being shadow banned anymore. Thank God we're back up over 10,000 followers there, 20,000 plus on the one Facebook page, and 10,000 another. I mean, so Facebook has always been sort of iffy. What I notice is on September the 11th, because I go back to, well, September the 11th, 2001, and the images I had then, and remember, people jumping out of buildings. It's awful. It's just awful to think that that was their choice. I'm going to burn alive in the World Trade Center, or I'm going to jump and fall 110 stories and die that way. Either way, this doesn't end the way that I thought my day was going to end. So I had posted some of those photos years ago, and they come up in Facebook memories. Well, they come up in Facebook memories, and immediately the algorithm for Facebook says, oh, we don't like that, we don't like that, and I get these evil, nasty notes, and, you know, we're going to do terrible things, and you'll lose all your cat photos or whatever the threat is. Well, when X was Twitter, you remember that Rasputin-looking dude, Jack, was over there? He was shadow banning and squashing conservatives like nobody's business. And I had organically gotten about 25,000-30,000 people on what was then Twitter. And then they went through, man, they just slashed and burned. And the one day I woke up, it was like six people left. And all these angry notes from people saying, why'd you get rid of me? Why'd you do this? And I was like, if you knew me, you would know I don't even know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. So long story short, thank goodness we're back up over 10,000. It gives me more options. Same thing on Facebook. Now that we've eclipsed that 20,000 mark plus, there's some additional opportunities there, which are great. But the left doesn't like that. They don't like free speech. They don't like free enterprise. And let me give you just a couple of little snippets on that. We can start with our current minister of propaganda, who will soon be our former minister of propaganda, Karine Jean-Pierre. Cut number one.
Elon Musk is pledging to give away $1 million every day up until the election to voters in battleground states. Some experts are saying this is clearly illegal vote buying. Does the White House believe what he's doing is illegal.
So I'm going to have to refer you to the FEC. I'm not going to comment from it from here.
Can you talk about how the president's reacting to this in terms of, does he believe it's appropriate? Does he agree with what Governor Shapiro is saying about how this needs to be investigated?
I would leave it to Governor Shapiro and the legal authorities to speak to this. I'm just not going to speak to it from here. I would have to leave it to FEC.
And if you could just talk broadly about what Trump has also said about making Musk the head of a new government efficiency commission. Does the White House see that as a conflict of interest, given the fact that Musk's companies have so many contracts with government agencies and it could potentially give them the power to regulate the agencies that hold sway over his own companies?
Well, since that's a campaign-related item there, what they're planning to do next and what it looks like under and their platform for his campaign, I'm just not going to respond to it from here.
Any reaction from the president or White House about Elon Musk's role at this moment in the political discussion?
I have no response, no comment on that at this moment.
Wow. So our DEI press secretary says she's got nothing to say. Her boss, however, at least her nominal boss, Joe Biden, in a little flashback, boy, he's got a few things to say, doesn't he?
Mr. President, do you think Elon Musk is a threat to U.S. national security? And should the U.S. and with the tools you have investigate his joint acquisition of Twitter with foreign governments, which include the Saudis?
I think that Elon Musk's
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cooperation and or technical relationships with other countries is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at. But that's all I'll say.
Okay. I got to ask Germ, how many of the dead air sensors went off at the radio factory? You know, when you're in this business, we have, honest goodness, you think I'm joking now, we have these, like, little timers that are built into the pieces of equipment. And if there's no audio for a certain period of time, then they start blinking and beeping and calling people and going, hey, we're off the air, we're off the air. And you got to worry with a little clip like Joe Biden. And those were not dramatic pauses, those were... I'm not quite sure what I'm going to say here because I don't really fully understand this, because inside Joe Biden's brain is like a little, Homer Simpson sort of dude in there going, I don't know. And that's what the dead air was from Joe Biden. But make no mistake, he made it pretty clear. We got a lot of ways to go after Elon Musk. They go after anybody they don't like. God, I wish that weren't true. I really do. I just wish we lived in a time and a place where that wasn't true, and I'm so sad to see that we live in a time and a place that it is true. Like, he's got a little, one of those little hamster wheels in his head, you know, and the hamster's taking a nap. Oh, yeah, Musk, we like, don't like, really like, is he like Arnold? No, that was something, whatever. Hey, Trump, rumpf. If you're looking for Kamala Harris today, good luck. She's apparently at home. She's taken the day off 2 weeks to the day before Election Day. And what is she doing? You're thinking, as I am, well, it must be something serious. God, I hope she's not sick. Last week, the thing, what's that thing that everybody had? That, you know, you got the injections for and the vaccines, but they didn't really vaccinate you against anything. And, the thing. what Donald Trump called the China flu. In fact, he just said that last week at the Al Smith dinner up in New York. Another thing that Kamala Harris decided to take a hard pass on. It's just craziness. But yeah, she's off today. So at first I thought, well, she's probably sick. Seriously, I thought, well, she's probably under the weather. Last week, Heidi and Julia had the China flu, as President Trump referred to it. And they're fine. Thank you for asking. I mean, we had a bizarre operation here at the house with me on one level and them on the other level. We're trying not to, you know, not because I went along with all of the insanity that went along with that, but I just don't like being sick. I don't care what it is. I don't like being sick, and I'm not good at being sick. You can probably hear last couple of days, I have legitimately had a cold, and it's a really bad cold. And no, it's not that thing because I tested for that. It's just a bad cold. But I thought, well, if you're going to take the day off 2 weeks before Election Day, you got to be really sick. Maybe we need to hear something about your medical records. Maybe. Right. No, she's taking the day off to, and I'm quoting here, to prepare for an interview. End quote. What does she have to prepare? She's going to be asked questions about her life story. Ma'am, if you don't know your life story, then no amount of preparation is going to help you. And did you want to go back now and revisit that whole I worked at McDonald's shtick that you were trying to push for a while? Are you going to change that to, actually, it was Burger King and it was only a day? How about your accomplishments? That's not going to take you long to prep for. I just thought all of these little interactions you had, they just kind of gave you the questions anyway. You got the questions ahead of time, you memorized your answers, all was good. I just hope she's well. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.